I can bring home the bacon, fried up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hello, Word of Mom Radio listeners, and happy Wednesday, and happy Mindful Healthy Habits Day. When I first started Mindful Healthy Habits with Dr. Ellen Ferranti, who I miss very much, but who has lots of cool things going on, and she and I do still talk on a regular basis, we defined Mindful Healthy Habits as being in touch with healthy body, healthy mind, healthy spirituality, and healthy finances. And for the next 2 weeks, I'm going to focus on one aspect of healthy mind, and that is self-esteem and confidence, which is a very important ingredient to a healthy mind. And if we're feeling depressed or anxious, as many of us start to fall into during the holiday season, it is very easy to start to lose confidence and to be very low in self-esteem. So we're going to have two episodes for the next two Wednesdays that will focus on that confidence and self-esteem. This week, my guest is Sarah J. Cepeda from Broken Chains LLC, and here is my conversation with her.
Hello, everybody. This is Tracy Timmons with the Word of Mom Radio Network, and today we are sharing Sarah J. Cepeda. She is the owner of Broken Chains LLC. She is a certified life coach and empowerment speaker, and Broken Chains is dedicated to empowering women and girls. The goal is to guide them to see beyond negative life circumstances in order to reach their fullest potential and lead their best lives. They provide a variety of self-empowerment solutions. In addition to one-on-one and group coaching, they offer an array of workshops, including vision board workshops and self-esteem workshops for girls. Sarah is also available for various speaking engagements, including keynotes and seminars. She is having a vision board party on Saturday, January 12th for Write the Vision, Make It Plain, where you can gain clarity and begin to walk in your purpose as you manifest your dreams. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Hi, I am wonderful. How are you, Tracy?
Great. It's so nice to have you here. And obviously, anything that's about, you know, empowering women and girls is exactly what we want to share here on Word of Mom Radio Network. So it's,
right,
you know, just really great to meet someone like you that's made this your purpose in life, and helping them find their purpose in life is just excellent.
Yes, what very exciting. Thank you.
I bet. I can just imagine that. You know, I know for me personally, too, you know, I fell into teaching and coaching sort of by accident. It was never anything I wanted to do. And it's amazing how helping others to pursue their dream can be as fulfilling, or sometimes in some ways even more fulfilling than, you know, pursuing your own.
Yes, yes, exactly.
And so what made you want to go down that path?
Well, honestly, I always wanted to go to school for psychology, and
yes,
somehow I ended up getting my degree in law and justice instead. I don't know how that happened, but it was really my own life experiences.
Right.
I suffered from low self-esteem probably from about the time I was 11 all the way up well into my 30s. And as a result of the different experiences I had, once I got out of that cloud that I was in, I just realized that there's so many women out there, women and girls, who are suffering with low self-esteem and some of the same issues I had dealt with, that I just wanted to help these women and these girls to realize their value and their worth, and to be able to pursue their passions and their purpose, and not to live a life where they feel defeated.
Yeah, wow, that's great. So tell us a little bit about the last project that you worked on.
So the last project I worked on was Cupcakes and Crowns, which it was amazing. It was a little girls' workshop for girls age 5 to 11, and the focus of the workshop was self-esteem, self-love, self-empowerment, and again, it just goes back to where I was at when I was that age. I remember probably up until the age of about 6, 7 years old, 8 years old, maybe even a little bit beyond that, I was this gregarious little girl who loved life and just a social butterfly. And then all of a sudden, around, I guess probably around the age of 11, it all started to change. Yeah. And from that point on, I had low self-esteem. I was very self-conscious and withdrawn. So the object of Cupcakes and Crayons was to kind of instill and reinforce to little girls that they can be themselves and they can be comfortable being themselves and they're valuable, capable, worthy, and it's okay for them to be different and embrace their unique qualities.
Love it. I really love it.
Yeah, it was amazing.
That sounds so cool. And yeah, it's amazing because I also can kind of zero in on age 11 as when things sort of shifted for me in a similar type of way. And it's and it's kind of ridiculous how, you know, entering into that stage of life, I guess, you know, hormones first start kicking in, people first start, you know, whatever. It's kind of crazy. Like, I wouldn't go back to that age for any amount of money.
No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all. I have a six-year-old niece, and I look at her, and I see this amazing little girl.
Yeah.
And she was actually at my workshop. And after the workshop, the next day, I still had her. And I was talking to her father on my Bluetooth in my car. And right before we hung up, she yelled at him, "Daddy, I had fun yesterday. I self-love myself." So I said, "Well, I guess the workshop was a success."
Oh, that is so cool. And that's what it's about. Yeah. And a lot of our listeners are aware. I have several young nieces. My sister has a daughter and two sons. And then I have a cousin who's like a sister who has five little girls who are very important to me. And yeah, those kids range anywhere. Those seven kids right there, eight kids, my God, raise anywhere. The oldest is 26. The oldest girl is 16. And then they go down to the baby is almost two. And this kind of thing for them is, you know, so much of what my life is about too, making sure that they don't go through what you and I went through and, you know, just feel strong and powerful and like they can do anything they want to do.
Exactly.
So you've written a book.
Sometimes...
Oh,
yes.
Sorry. Finish that thought, please, because this was probably
thought. I think sometimes people just look at little kids and feel like, oh, their life is so carefree, they have nothing to worry about. But we forget how it was to be that age and the different things that you're dealing with. Because even at that young of an age, there's still a lot of peer pressure.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So it's definitely important that they have adults in their lives who are reinforcing to them how amazing they are.
Right. Wow. Yes, so true. And that's a lot about what your book is about. You've written a book called Tapping Into Your Inner Beauty, Let It Shine From Within. So tell us about that.
Yes, it's actually an anthology, which was written by myself and 13 other women.
Oh, wow. Cool.
And Yeah. It was a really good book. And it is, again, along the lines of empowerment, self-love. There's a lot of personal stories in the book. I know for me personally, I shared a lot of my own story in the book. And the whole purpose of the book is to uplift women who have been through something and maybe are struggling right now to try to get out of it. It's all about just showing you that, yes, you might be in a storm right now, but it's not going to last forever. And you can come out and you can be victorious and you can live the life you want to live and you can pursue your passions. And you're not broken just because you've been through something.
Wow, that sounds like a really excellent book. We'll talk a little more about this at the end, but why don't you let people know where they can find the book and get in touch?
Oh, that would be at my website, which is www.sarahjcepeda.com.
And correct. That is her website where you can find links to get to the book. And you've also written the blog.
Yes, I have a blog on my website, the Sarah J. Cepeda website, which is for broken chains. And the blog, again, everything I do is about just uplifting women. And so the blog, sometimes I write about my personal experiences and how they've affected me. And then I write about everyday life and just things that people are going through and how they're managing to get out of it and come out not just unscathed, but victorious as well.
Excellent. And we're very lucky that Sarah's going to share with us. We're going to have one of her blog posts featured on our blog at wordofmomradio.com, Take Off the Mask and Be Transparent. And it's all about, and I talk about this a lot too, Sarah, just how important it is that, you know, so often when there's a woman who seems to have their life together, who seems to be pursuing their dreams and you know, successful at something, a lot of women assume that we haven't been through some of what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for me too, I've found it really important to make sure that people know that I've been through everything they've been through, and that it's just a matter of, you know, and I've certainly gone through lots of periods in my life when you wouldn't consider me successful at all, you know,
right.
And when you did get, you know, caught up in that, and that eventually what's important is to decide, what do I do next?
Mm-hmm.
And that's so great. So we are going to have that post, Take Off the Mask and Be Transparent, on our website. And then, of course, if you want to check out more of what Sarah's written, you'll be able to go back to her blog and see what else she's got there. Sarah, I'm going to take a quick pause and say thank you to our sponsors for today. And then I want to hear more about some more of what you have coming up.
Okay.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched stadiumbags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at stadiumbags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
And we're back. This is Tracy Timmons at the Word of Mom Radio with Sarah J. Cepeda, certified life coach and empowerment speaker and the owner of Broken Chains, LLC. We've been talking a lot about her work to empower women and young girls, and just so cool about how you're working with girls even before they get to that point where they start to lose their self-esteem, to make sure they build the skills and the strength to hang on to being who they really are. Are there any more books coming in the future?
I am currently working on a book, and I don't really have a title for it yet, but it's going to be kind of an autobiographical self-help book, because everything I write, I infuse a lot of myself into it. Because as you mentioned earlier, people look at us and think, she has this great life, she hasn't been through anything, but there are so many experiences that I can share that when I tell the story, people are like, oh my gosh, you've been through so much. How did you survive that? So I like sharing those things about myself, because it helps others to see that they don't have to live this damaged life forever. Whatever it is that you may be going through, you can come out of it and you can be okay. And I think it's important for people like us who have had experiences that were less than positive to share those experiences so that other people know, okay, there is hope.
Right, right. You can get out on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously you are a mentor and an inspiration to a lot of young women. Who are some of the women who have inspired you?
Well, I would have to be honest and say that my biggest inspiration has been my mother.
Excellent.
My mother went through a lot in her life and had a lot of struggles. At one point in her life, for 10 years of her life, she was in an orphanage.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah. But her parents were both living, but they just were experiencing some very hard times. So her and four of her siblings went to an orphanage for 10 years. And when she came out and did reunite with her mother, there was really not a good relationship there.
Yeah, I can
imagine. So she went through a lot, and even with that, she managed to come out, and somehow, I don't know how, she knew how to be a mother, and she knew to love me. And I don't know where she got that from, because she didn't get it from her own mother. So just looking at her and the struggles that she experienced in life, and the fact that she was able to come out of those struggles and still be a positive, happy person, that was very inspiring to me. Especially once I became an adult and was really able to appreciate it.
Wow. Yeah. And it's amazing. And I guess that's a huge thing to think of, too, is that at some point in time, you know, so many people have backgrounds that didn't set them up for success, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that someone's got to break the cycle. Like, we can keep using that as an excuse, and sometimes it's even a pretty good excuse, you know, of why
we're not moving forward,
you know, why we had no money to go to college, you know, why we, you know, couldn't quite. But at some point, someone has to make the choice to break a cycle. And even if it's something as simple as your mother, as you said, knowing how to love you when, mm-hmm. you know, when that wasn't even the example that she had grown up with, and then giving you the strength and the power to take that next step towards success. You know, that's the key, is that, you know, the past is the past, and you can't do anything about the past, but you can do everything about the future.
Exactly.
And obviously certain choices are easier for some people that have more resources and have more support, but we can all put ourselves on a path to reach our goals and have, prioritize what it is that's most important to us.
Exactly. And a lot of people don't realize that. They don't realize that they have that choice, because they are stuck in that cycle that they've seen all their lives.
Right. We don't have to live the same lives that our parents and our grandparents and our great-grandparents lived. Somebody can break out. And once you break out, you just make that next step easier for your children.
Exactly. You set the future up for success.
Exactly. Oh, Sarah, I love this. This is so cool. So besides this vision board party that we spoke about on January 12th, are there any other upcoming workshops or engagements that you want to let us know about?
Right now, that's the only thing I have coming in the near future. I do have other things that I'm working on, but nothing that's solidified right now.
And tell me, because I know that you're located in New Jersey, so, because it sounds like that vision board party is the kind of thing, like, it's people who are in the area who can come to in person. Is there ever anything that people can participate in virtually who are not local?
Well, you know, I am actually right now brainstorming to do a vision board party online.
Right.
So that's something that I'm working on to get set up for the future. I'm a little technologically challenged, so that's going to take a little bit of work, but that's something I definitely want to do, because I feel like it's, like you said, everybody who can come to this is only local, but a vision board is such an amazing tool that can help you reach your goals, and I want that to be available to more than just women in this local area, so I definitely want to do something virtually with that.
Right. Well, we are based out of Shelton, Connecticut, and Dory is in Connecticut, and I'm in New York, and, you know, we have listeners all around the world since we are online, but, you know, I guess a lot of our listeners are a little more local to us as well, so New Jersey isn't completely out of the realm, and I know some of our people are definitely in that area, so if you're in the area and it's something you can check out, you should definitely check it out, and then if not, just stay on the lookout for when Sarah does have some of those virtual events. Or, you know, I'm sure you can certainly coach people over the phone or...
Yes.
And so people can talk to you, and then who knows, maybe you can work with someone to start setting up workshops in their own area if they're not local to you.
Yeah, I could definitely do that. And all of my coaching is done either via Skype or via the phone, so...
Right. So I want to remind everybody that Sarah's website is sarahjcepeda.com. That is sarahjcepeda.com. And I understand that you have a freebie for our listeners.
Yes, I do have a freebie. It is 5 easy ways to boost your self-esteem now. And they can get that at www.freegiftfromcoachsarahj.com.
And we will have links to all of this as well as Sarah's social media. She is on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all the usual places. And so you can definitely follow her, find her, and we'll make sure that all those links are on our webpage. Sarah, if
and the
you...
tickets for the Right Division Make It Plain can also be purchased on my webpage.
Great. Oh, that's great. Yeah, so definitely. Everyone should go and check that out. So with the last couple of minutes that we have, Sarah, if you had a struggling young girl in front of you right now and you had about, 2 or 3 minutes to give her just the best possible advice you could give her to move forward in strength and confidence, what would that be?
Mm-hmm. I would have to say she needs to believe in herself. Mm-hmm. There's nothing, and not to compare herself to anyone else. Because
yeah.
I feel like that's a lot of the problem that people have when they're struggling with self-confidence, especially young girls, is that they're comparing themselves to other people around them. And you can't compare yourself to anyone else around you because we're all unique. Nobody was made the same. Nobody was given the same gift. And just because your gift doesn't look like someone else's, that doesn't mean that yours isn't just as valuable. So you can't compare yourself to people around you. You have to find your thing
Yes. And
work on that. Don't look at what somebody else is doing and think that you don't compare or that you don't live up to that standard, because you're not supposed to be measuring yourself by that standard. You're only supposed to measure yourself by yourself and be better than you were yesterday, not by how somebody else is living their life or what somebody else is doing. Because the truth of the matter is that we all have some type of gift, and sometimes we don't even really realize how valuable the gift is because it's something that we do every day. It's so common and everyday to us that we don't realize that it's something that could be very valuable and helpful to someone else.
Right, right. No, it's absolutely true. I know that was a big thing for me. A lot of the things that I'm very good at, I never thought they were that big of a deal because to me they were easy. And you don't realize until you get older and you start meeting more and more people who can't do the things that you do or who at least can't easily do the things that you do, that they look at it and go, wow, that's incredible. And then meanwhile, what you're looking at somebody else doing that you think is so incredible might come easy to them. Or they might have worked very, very, very hard to get there.
Right, exactly.
Or, and we just don't ever know, the person who has the nice clothes that you want, or, for the young girls that you talk to, all the great toys that you want, or as adults, we can start looking at the house or the car that they drive or any of these things, they may have sacrificed something that we're not willing to sacrifice to get to that point.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Or they may have a struggle that we don't even recognize that, they would trade places with us in a second,
Yes.
You just never know.
It's like said earlier, you look at people and you think they have it great, but you don't really know what's going on behind closed doors.
Exactly. And some people really do have it great, but I don't think there's anybody who has it great without working very hard towards it.
Yes.
And certain things that we're struggling with may have come easy to them, but that doesn't mean they still had to struggle and work hard in some area themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah, thank you so much for being with us today. This was really inspiring, and I'm very excited to share you with our listeners. And again, want to encourage everybody to go to sarahjcepeda.com, check out the book, go take advantage of the freebie, check out her blog. There's so much here to help all of us, and all of us can use help feeling more confident.
That's the truth right there. Thank you so much for having me, Tracy. I really appreciate it. It was a pleasure.
Yes, make today a great day.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Mindful Healthy Habits today. talking about confidence and self-esteem is something that's very near and dear to my heart. As we have gotten into the darkness of winter, I myself am struggling a little bit again with some depression. And while so many amazing and incredible things are happening, so I really haven't had time to submit to it, it's definitely important to me to continue surrounding myself with some of the incredible and amazing women like Sarah, like Dory, like Angel Johnstone, who we will have on next Wednesday, and so many of the other incredible women, Janice and Renee and Beth and all the wonderful, wonderful Ellen and everybody who is just helping to remind ourselves just how amazing and awesome we are. And the truth is, as Sarah discussed, and as we've discussed so many times, never give up your dreams. Keep trying, keep going. Today is always the best day to get started. Today is always the best day to move forward. And it's proven over and over again by our guests and by our friends and the people that we talk to here on Word of Mom Radio Network, the people connected with Safety Bags, Inc. and StadiumBags.com, and, you know, just all the wonderful people that we come in contact with every day. My friends at the Family Repertory Company, at Labyrinth Arts Collective, at Dark Knight Productions, at G-Squared Productions, Runaway Theater Company, Thespian Arts Program, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to have some fun and interesting shows in the next few weeks talking about some of the holiday performances that are coming up and some things like that. We're going to have the creator of Duple Poops on tomorrow. Lima spoke with Dory, and Dory's been out and participating in the Kindness Walk. And these amazing puppets are helping to raise awareness about kindness and giving opportunities to people with disabilities and showing that they can do anything. And so we're really happy to share their story. But for today, please remember to be happy, be healthy, and most importantly, to be yourself. And we will close out, as we so often do, with the song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass that our good friends Kelly Lewis and Wendy Kilman allow us to play, because they, along with Dory and myself, want to constantly remind you that the strong, sure, brave, bold, true woman, she is you.
She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you, she is you, she is you.
She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you, she is you, she is you.
Sure of herself, yes, she takes care of biz, powerful and strong. Yes, she knows who she is, has integrity, woman strong and true. You know her by name, see this woman is you. She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you, she is you,
she is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you, she is you, she is you.
Adds value and hope, has proved to be brave. See, it's never too late, never time to behave. Reaching for dreams, doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself, unleashed from her cage. She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you, she is you, she is you.
She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you.